I can only imagine the version from Worship Jams on the Kids Cookie Break. And we also heard some more interviews from our friends with Encore Homeschool Productions. We will not be giving away Bye Bye Birdie tickets for the show the first weekend in April at Trinity High School because, of course, like all the shows, that has been postponed. But we do have, I think, one or two more interviews to share with you, and we will do that a little later this hour. Right now, we have a very special friend and guest joining us on the Kids Cookie Break. A very good morning to you, Cosmic Mike.
Good morning, Lisa and the Kids Cookie Break listeners.
It is so great to connect with you this morning. So how has your family been doing this past week?
We've been doing very well. God's blessed us in many ways, and so we are just along for the ride with everybody else.
Oh, so true. So happy vernal equinox.
Ah, thank you. Yes. The first day of spring. Imagine that. Definitely feels like it, at least yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was so gorgeous for that first full day. So, yeah, happy spring. We're actually going to celebrate next hour with some music from Fred and lots of songs to celebrate spring. But Cosmic Mike, since so many of us now are learning from home, I know some of my listeners are always learning from home, but it's always great to hear some of the fun things, you know, family projects we can do. And we're going to talk about that coming up. But right now, bring us up to date with what is happening in the night sky.
Oh, right now is an exciting time for those that have interest in planets. You could almost say it's Planet Palooza, because in the evening we have one planet, which is Venus, but the show is actually in the morning, right before sunrise. And so we have quite the gathering of Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, and for those that are up for the challenge, maybe even Mercury.
Oh, wow. Wow. We've got to play a planet song coming up to celebrate. So is there a good time to see this? I guess just when it gets dark, go out. And are there any great resources so we can know what we're looking at?
As far as resources and finding planets, one that I personally like is called Stellarium. It's a free software that anybody can download onto their computer. And it's basically like a planetarium at home. And so you can set up for your location and see what you're supposed to expect. See from your own backyard. So I would encourage that because you get the visual and you can customize it to the date and time of interest. But for Venus in the evening, you just basically are looking for the brightest star-like object in the sky. I mean, the brightest. And that will be more in the west. For the morning sky, just look more in the southeast, eastern sky, and you'll see a cluster of bright objects, and those will be the planets as well. But also, we have the International Space Station in the evening, too. So if you're out looking for Venus, you might as well stick around and try to catch the space station flying overhead.
Yeah. Now, I understand that actually tonight is the best passing until April. Is that true?
Yeah. Right now, the International Space Station, or ISS, is visible every night from now until about April 6th. And tonight, for the month of March, I would say is the best one. It's going to last about 6 minutes in length, and it gets pretty high in the sky, too. But on top of that, it actually makes a very close passing of Venus as well.
Oh, wow. Now, you just emailed me a couple links that go along with this International Space Station. One is Spot the Station. I guess that's spotthestation.nasa.gov. And you had a couple other links to share with us as well.
Yeah, Spot the Station is a great resource if you want to know when the International Space Station will be visible for your location. So it's customized to where you are, and it'll give you the times and what you need to do to find it. Because it's going to vary all depending on everybody's location with the time slightly. But some of the other sites, too, are just some of the resources of things to maybe consider while we're at home. There's an organization that I used to be involved with called NISENET, N-I-S-E, and then NET. They have some great educational resources, and right now this year they unleashed a game called Mission to Space. And so this is a family activity where you could assemble it with a bunch of printouts and then play the game and learn about the what's really involved in what scientists do to plan a mission from start to finish.
Oh, fun. Well, that's definitely something that we can do at home, a space mission board game. How cool. So I will go ahead and put that link up on Facebook, and I'll add it, too, to our website if people would rather go there and they're not on Facebook. Anything else you're doing around the house that the kids might be interested in that they could learn from?
I mean, since the International Space Station is visible in the evenings, I'm always curious to see what our astronauts are doing on board the space station. So NASA provides, you know, continuous live coverage when they're able to make the connection to show you what's going on with the space station, where it is, what the astronauts are doing. So you could just do a search for Space Station Live and be able to get that content. But even though there's a lot going on in the night sky right now, long term NASA's, you know, really working hard to get astronauts back to the moon. And so they're building a lot of new transportation systems to get astronauts there and to land. And so to me, it almost makes sense. A lot of people probably have some Legos, so why not build your own little space station or rocket that could send your own astronauts to a destination?
Oh, I love that idea. That is such a great idea. You have so many great ideas and so much information, Cosmic Mike. I will take this interview and I will post it on the Kids Cookie Break Facebook page and also at kidscookiebreak.com, or no, scratch that, WJTL.com. We have a listen tab. Look for that little cast drop box. And I will put the interview there a little bit later this morning. So that way, I know we're giving everybody lots of websites and information. They can go back and listen in case they missed anything. And Cosmic Mike, I also know that coming up this Friday, the 27th, the moon and Venus are going to be very near each other. Now, I'm pretty sure that happened not too long ago, because one night I had to go out to my car to get something, and it was a gorgeous clear night, and I didn't even know what that bright light was. I didn't know what I was seeing, and I came back inside and I Googled the information, and here it was, the moon and Venus so bright in the night sky. It was absolutely gorgeous. So is it going to be like that again this Friday night?
It will, yes. It never gets old for me to be able to watch the moon moving across the sky and making some close passes of the planets. And those close encounters happen, you know, once a month on average for a particular planet, just based on how all those objects are moving from our perspective. And so on Friday night, you'll have the thin crescent moon very close to the Venus, actually below it, I believe. But actually, there's also a third object that will be close by, which some of your listeners may be familiar with, and it's called the Pleiades Star Cluster. So on that Friday night, those three objects, Pleiades, Venus, and the Moon, will sort of be in a column orientation. But then on that Saturday night, they will form like a little triangle in the sky. And the Pleiades is something you can see with the unaided eye, and people claim you can see, you know, seven bright stars with your own eyes, but due to light pollution, it might be more like four or five, but still quite the sight.
Thank you so much, Cosmic Mike. Do you think you could give us a call next week, too? Because I'm sure there's other things happening coming up.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be glad to reconnect.
Okay. So we'll let everybody know when. We'll try to connect maybe same time next week. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, Cosmic Mike, has your favorite cookie changed? Or are you guys making extra cookies at home? Or what's the situation there?
It's pretty much been the same.
I guess the favorite cookie doesn't change much. And I'm going to go back into the music with a song from Justin Roberts called Nine Planets. Has your opinion on that changed since we last spoke?
Oh, no. I still think Pluto can be classified as a planet, but, you know, a special category of planets. But not everybody agrees with that, and that's understandable.
And you may have to educate Fred, because we're going to play one of his songs called Camping on the Moon, but I don't think we can really do that.
No, you're missing air and oxygen as a key component to be able to get that going. So If we colonize the moon, we'll have to provide oxygen by some means, so then we'll have to be careful. So maybe we could have a campfire in these new moon colonies, but at the moment, just the moon on its own, not able to start a fire.
Well, maybe you'll have to tell him someday. I'm too afraid to tell Fred that he really can't go camping on the moon. All right, Cosmic Mike, hey, you have an astronomical day.
Well, thank you, Lisa, and I wish you the same, and may all the listeners